نبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الأطيبين الأنجبين، بهم نتولى ومن أعدائهم نتبرأ إلى الله. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك توغى وتمتعه فيها طويلا. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
As it was mentioned, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, addressing his son, says that وَلَا تَكُنْ عَبْدَ غَيْرِكَ وَقَدْ جَعَلَكَ اللَّهُ حُرًّا. That never be a slave of another, as Allah has made you free. If someone was to analyze this whole event of Karbala, he would find that it is a perfect culture, it is a complete way of life in all aspects, and there is no event that has unfolded on which so much of material, on which so much of books have been written as they have been written on this event of Karbala in various languages. Books, poetry, ash'ar, Latin, Nohas, Marcias, in different languages, thousands and thousands, and from 1,000 years ago. And this is something which is continuously happening, and an event which continuously, the more you talk about, the more you learn about. It is as if rained on the land of Karbala and went, that is, this event, or Sayyid al-Shuhada. Sowed tulips in the ruins and he went. Until Qiyamah he uprooted oppression indeed, till the wave of his blood created a bliss indeed. That is, it showed that free men, wise and awake, mankind, how should they stand against the Taghut of every time? That is the lesson which Sayyid al-Shuhada he taught. Such people, they must never open a window or even a little hole towards friendship, towards peace, towards truce with the Taghut of every time. A lesson taught by Abu Abdullah. No matter who that enemy is, there should be no trace of friendship with that enemy. And for the tyrants, they must never open up any opportunities by observing silence. If we observe silence, they open up opportunities to befriend with us. Even those opportunities must not be given to them, must not be opened before them, so that they step forward. And by being pleased with their action, again we have to, there has to be a total separation between us and them, between Haq and Batil. Or as it was mentioned last year, midways, they are the dangerous people, they are the dangerous points where people, they are not guaranteed as they could find salvation if they are on the midway. So we have to be on the right track, on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, in order not to tremble when it is time and when it is that examination point. Quran says that الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُحِلَّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثَ وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. That the criteria has been mentioned. Those who follow the Prophet, and this is something that was mentioned in the Torah, that has been mentioned in the Injil, that enjoining right has to be there. If there is wrong, abstaining from that wrong and that evil also has to be there. All this amr bil ma'ruf and that nahi anil munkar has to be there. Allah, He says that everything which is impure has to be set aside, you set it aside. He says everything pure can be utilized and consumed, you can also do it. A Muslim, he has to be free from every aspect. He has to be free from falling into traps, into chains, into captivity, into cages. And as this hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen says that Allah has made you free, don't put yourself into captivity, into slavery. And it was mentioned yesterday that someone who bonds and who relates with Allah, he finds freedom. Someone who bonds and who relates with Allah grows. Someone who bonds and relates with Tawud, with anything apart from Allah, gets ruined. Allah wants all those virtues, that piety, that goodness, all those good qualities in yourself. Why? Because He wants you to grow. And those qualities make you grow. Tawud wants every evil, Tawud wants every indecency to grow in you. And as a result of those indecencies which kill you, you also get killed. So Allah, the true God, wants you to grow, and the fake Lord, He wants you to get ruined and get killed. And this again can be seen from Quran, that a young lad born in Babel, in a household wherein a few members, they carved idols, and they worked for the Tawud of that time. And this young lad, based on his intellect and on his logic, he starts his mission from that very early age, and the slogan is La Uhibbul Afilin, that I do not like anything which sets. And that is Prophet Ibrahim. Now this young lad becomes Ibrahim, Khalilur Rahman, Khalilullah, as he grows. Born in Iraq, starts in his life at the age of 8 and 9 and proves to everyone, to the inhabitants of Babel, that everything that sets is batil. Everything that sets is wrong. La uhibbul afilin. And that culture of Ibrahim becomes the right culture and the culture of Allah. People, they used to worship idols at that time. They used to worship moon, sun. And how he teaches, when the moon comes up, people, they start worshipping the moon. Prophet Ibrahim also, he says, like them, but all of a sudden he sees that moon sets after a few hours and says, La uhibbul afilin, that I don't like something which sets. And again they say, sun, it is much greater than the moon, so it might be the god. So again says that, as they said, and when the sun sets, says La uhibbul afilin, something which sets cannot be the creator. Something which sets cannot be the God. Now who is Prophet Ibrahim? Prophet Ibrahim follows the Sharia of Prophet Nuh. Prophet Ibrahim, as said in Quran, wa inna min shi'atihi la Ibrahim, from among the followers and the Shias of Prophet Nuh is Ibrahim. Afil was the long time slogan of Prophet Ibrahim throughout his life. What does that mean? Now with the obedience he had to the Sharia of Prophet Nuh, all the elements of this universe, he found that this afil setting down, that is, there is nothing thabit and stable in the universe. If everything they worship, like the stars, like the sun, like the moon, is nothing stable, everything comes to an end, or everything that has been created is moving towards perishing. If that's the case, La uhibbul afilin, I cannot love, I cannot bow down, I cannot worship something which ends, which sets down. And the whole system is moving, as Quran says, towards إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ, that a time will come that this sun is going to disperse, it will be covered. The stars, the moon, it will be darkened, etc., etc. So everything is moving towards perishing, and Ibrahim says that something which is not stable, which is not thabit, it cannot be the God, and one cannot worship it. And says that I do not submit to someone that is not thabit, that is not, that sets down. Or the word he used is, I do not submit to something which is afil. But I submit to someone who is the creator of the skies, of the earth, who does not come to an end at any time, who endures, who lives, who is sarmat, who is abadi, who is azali. And he says in Quran that إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, that I submit myself, I turn myself to that Lord who is the one, who is the only one, who originated, who created the skies and the heavens and the earth, and I am not but a mushrik. So that is the slogan which Prophet Ibrahim starts from his childhood and until the last moment of his life, that freedom has to be there. That you want freedom from everything in this world, that freedom can be sought by bonding with the Creator, with the true Lord. And by bonding with the fake lords, fake gods, that freedom cannot be sought. One of the lessons of Karbala is that worship only the one God. Be free in his worship. Worship no one else. By worshipping anyone apart from Allah, you will lose. By worshipping Allah, you will gain. By worshipping Allah, you will blossom. By worshipping anything else, you will ruin. The book of the events of Karbala, when you put the lessons together, you will find it a complete way of life, a complete culture. One of the verses that Imam Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, he recites throughout this travel of his, when he arrives there, and during those days, and upon every instance which unfolds, is من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهد الله عليه, that among the mu'mineen, among the believers, are men, صدقوا, who were truthful, who were loyal, بما عاهد الله عليه, to what? To the allegiance they had with their Lord. منهم من قضى نحبه, among them, some of them died, passed away, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ, and some of them are still waiting, وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا, and nothing changed in them. Because of that bond with Allah, whether they live or whether they die, nothing happens to them, they are free. That freedom is sought. Teaches a lesson of loyalty to Allah, that no matter what the circumstances are, no matter you live or you die, that loyalty has to be there. A few of the soldiers of Umar Sa'd, la'anatullah alayh, after the sunset of the 9th of Muharram, they come to Imam, that is the eve of Ashura. They come to the Imam and say that we've concluded, we saw what is on this side and we saw what is on the other side. And we have come to this conclusion that you are haq, you are right. Allow us to be in your service. And some from that side came and joined the Imam on that eve of Ashura. Now these evil people, bad people, so long as they were in that gang and the band of Ibn Ziyad, were ashqiyaullah, the enemies of God. But now they are remembered as awliyaullah, as asfiyaullah. That in just less than a day, that huge, great twist comes in their life and they are remembered as awliyaullah. If had they not turned to this side, again they were still in ashqiyaullah. One of the du'as that we recite in the sacred month of Ramadan throughout the month, every night, is that, O God, make it as such that you erase my name from the list of those ashqiya and register me in the list of the su'ada, those who are prosperous. And this is something which happens, that if someone truly asks Allah to be erased from that list of ashqiya, to be registered in the list of su'ada, it happens. If you remember, it was mentioned that there is a database of mu'mineen which is before Ma'sumeen alayhi salam. During the time of Muawiyah, and it was the imamate of Imam Mujtaba alayhi salatu was salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Umm Hubaba is a pious woman. She comes with her niece and comes to his niece and her niece and says that Muawiyah is giving out all these wealths and riches. You are young, you are beautiful. Why don't you go to Muawiyah and get some of those riches, and you also enjoy that lavish lifestyle which everyone is enjoying nowadays? The nephew says, I don't want to. And then she says, now come on, get ready. Let's go to Imam Mujtaba and ask him. And comes to the Imam and says that, Imam, in that book, which is the Sahifa, which you have of Hazrat Zahra, salamullah alayha, can you just look up and see if the name of my nephew has been mentioned over there? Imam says, he looks up and says that Satajidu Ma'ana, that you will find him with us, wa najiduhu najin, and he's among those who's going to be prosperous and successful. So that database, the names are present over there. So, in these nights again, which are the nights no less than Laylatul Qadr, someone, if he truly wants, he can twist and bring around a change in his life. And if God forbid, if he is, he can get to the best and the highest ranks of perfection in these 10 nights. Now all this is a lesson to myself first. Karbala and this tragedy, it teaches a lesson of loyalty. Loyalty to God, loyalty to people, loyalty to yourself, to your parents, to your wife, to your children. So once a person is loyal to Allah, then automatically that loyalty moves around throughout his lifetime. So that loyalty is a lesson taught by Allah Abdullah. That man does not get caught in the temptations, does not become a captive of the different traps that we have in this dunya. As it was mentioned day before yesterday and yesterday, that this world, wealth, wife, rulers, politicians, games, etc., all this are traps that attract us. And once we get attracted to them, that freedom that Allah has registered for us, that freedom is lost. The moment we adhere and get connected to the fake gods and the traps, that freedom is automatically lost. Freedom, it is so much valuable that it is worth investing one's life as they invested on the day of Ashura. It was mentioned again from Quran that the price of this human being is the paradise. Selling this body or this soul to anything less than the paradise, it's a great loss. So we have to try and do something that this price that Allah has set for us, which is the paradise, not just for the human, for the mankind in general, for every one person, one individual, the price is the paradise. So selling anything less than that is sustaining a huge loss. Someone who is a captive is deprived from the mercy and the grace of Allah. Now these captives are dangerous. On the eve of Ashura, among the people who come to Abu Abdullah al-Husayn is Zahaq Mashriqi. Now, he comes and says that, I am a friend of yours, Abu Abdullah. But the scenario I see, the situation I see you in, you are 72 on one side. And you have 30,000 opposing you. No doubt. And I'm certain, I'm definite that you will lose. They will win. You will all perish. They will win. If I come and be part of this entity of yours, my addition to this entity of yours again would do no good. I can't save you. I can't protect you. So, although I'm a friend of yours, but having this scenario in my eyes, in front of my eyes, allow me to quit, to leave. Now, who is this person? Where has he come? From where is he returning? Comes to Abu Abdullah, that is, by the doorstep of the paradise. And from the paradise, he is turning back. Imam says, okay, go far away. So far, so much far away that you don't hear my call, my cry. And if I raise my call and then you hear it and you don't come to support me, then know that devastation and that adab which is eternal, that Jahannam is certain for you. Imam says the desert is open before you, go away. Now why did Imam not force him to stay? Why? He came to the Imam. Imam could have told, Imam could have said stay. There is a teaching over here which is very important that we have to learn, and that again is a lesson of freedom taught by Abu Abdullah. Because deen, it does not allow you to accept favors from anyone. No minna, no favors from anyone. If someone is to have favors on you, that's only Allah, no one else. About 60 years ago, during the time of Ayatollah al-Azma Burujerdi, who was one of the leading Miraj Taqlid of his time, a wealthy businessman, he comes. Now this is something which I'm quoting from Marhum Falsafi, one of the great orators of Farsi, who passed away a few years ago. He says that during the time of Marhum Ayatollah al-Uzma Burujerdi, this wealthy businessman, he comes to him and brings 50,000 tumans as khums. Now 50,000 was a large amount then, and even could have been equal to $1 million today, or even more. And in those days, the students in the Hawza were about 3,000 to 4,000, and the scholarship that was being given to the students was 10 tumans to a single person and 20 to those who were married. And he says that in those days, he was in need of that money. Now this person comes and gives that amount, and after a while you see this great mujtahid, he is enraged. He is angry. Says, take this money of yours and go away from here. People present over there among the great ulama, who are all a witness, they say, what was the reason? And there he says that with this money which they come and ask me to take as khums money, what answer do I give to God?